Report, Biden on the beach, again, adding to 360 days minus 39% of his presidency, already spent on vacation. By Simon Kent on July 31, 2023. President Joe Biden hit the sands of Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, on Sunday to begin an extended break from the travails of high office alongside the First Lady. The vacation takes Biden out of Washington, D.C., just as Devin Archer, Hunter Biden's longtime friend and erstwhile business associate, is expected to testify on Capitol Hill and share intimate details Monday about foreign ventures he worked on and the level at which the president was allegedly personally involved. The president will be gone for a full business week bookended by two weekends for a total 10-day trip. According to RNC research, this is nothing new. The Republican National Committee, RNC, reports since taking office, octogenarian Biden has spent 360 days, 39% of his presidency, on vacation. The RNC calculation of Biden's absence from the White House follow other revelations about his work-shy manner. In August 2022, Biden was recorded as having spent a record 150 days at home in Delaware in the 18 months since he was elected president, as Breitbart News reported. The year before that, he was reportedly ensconced at Camp David as the world watched Kabul, Afghanistan fall to the Taliban and mass evacuations began. By way of perspective, former President Donald Trump spent 132 days away from the White House at his own properties, either at Mar-a-Lago in the winter or Bedminster, New Jersey in the summer, while ex-President Barack Obama only spent 38 days of his presidency either at rental properties in Hawaii or Martha's Vineyard. Former President George W. Bush went home to his Texas ranch 100 days during his entire tenure in the presidency. The Biden Beach House has previously placed the president in the news, perhaps not for the reasons he might have hoped for. In 2022, the oldest sitting president in American history made headlines after falling off of his bicycle in public, as Breitbart News reported. His tumble came right in front of the touring press pack, who were happy to capture the moment in history. Flashback: Biden has a fall in front of the press pack at Rehoboth Beach. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre only briefly mentioned the latest Biden getaway while briefing reporters aboard Air Force One. This evening, the president will depart Maine en route to Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, where he will remain over the next week. And, certainly, we'll have more to share over the next couple of days, she said. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.